Welcome to day four of my five-part podcast training series, teaching you how to add a new line of revenue to your business by integrating a podcast marketing funnel. If you're just joining me, make sure you jump back to episode 247 to listen from the beginning. In our fourth episode, we're talking all about the money, honey, specifically four sales strategies to add revenue to your business directly off your podcast. Here we go. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch bro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Welcome back to No BS Business School. We are diving into part four of my five-part podcast series today. And I've been spending the week teaching you how to add a new stream of revenue into your business with a podcast marketing and sales funnel. I have loved this conversation and I hope you're enjoying it as well. If you're just joining me for the first time and this is the episode that you've come into, make sure you go back to episode 247 so you can listen from the start. And then head over to janditchfield.co/pod, that's P-O-D, to grab the workbook that goes along with this series. In yesterday's episode, we talked about how to create content that drives sales, which is a pretty natural segue into today's conversation, which is near and dear to my heart. Sales strategies to monetize your podcast and add new revenue to your business. Now, I know you might be thinking money talk can sometimes feel a bit overwhelming, but trust me on this one, it's a game changer for your podcasting journey and your business revenue. This isn't like make a quick buck strategy that I'm teaching you. This is a sustainable business strategy that's going to support your passions and your expertise. And when you diversify your revenue streams in your business, you're not only creating sustainability and stability, but you're also opening yourself up for new exciting opportunities for growth and expansion. So today, I'm going to break down four different ways that you can drive revenue directly off your new or existing podcast. And not one of the things I'm talking about today involves sponsorship. I could do a full podcast episode on that, but we're not going to talk about it today. Instead, we're going to dive into this. Strategy number one. This is called a limited series podcast funnel. And a limited series, which is often referred to as a podcast mini series, is where you have a focused and really finite set of podcast episodes that are all created with a specific theme or topic in mind. So unlike a regular podcast where you drop new content every week, a limited series usually consists of a predetermined number of episodes that usually range from maybe a few dozen to more. And these are released all at the same time, and you need to listen to them in sequential order in order for it to make sense, which again is different than a regular podcast where people can come in and kind of pick which one they want to listen to. And generally, unless you're doing what I'm doing this week, there isn't really like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kind of feel to it, where you need to listen to them in order to gain that skill or master that skill. With a limited series, it's all about walking people through a step-by-step process to understand something in a deeper way. Podcast limited series are less daunting for the person who is hosting, and they help to prevent that dreaded pod fade. And that's where you start a podcast with all the good intentions, but you can't maintain the staying power of it, so you start to trail off. Most people in podcasting never make it to 100 episodes. In fact, the drop-off is usually much earlier than that. So if you like the idea of podcasting, but you aren't sure if you can sustain doing a regular show, this is a good place to start. Limited series podcasts typically focus on a very specific niche or topic, as I mentioned before. And when you align the content of your limited series with your target audience's interests, pain points, and needs, you naturally attract individuals who are already interested in this subject matter, aka qualified leads. The funnel on a limited series runs like this, and it's pretty structured. First off, the listener finds your series and they start to listen to it. In each episode, you have a call to action to download a free resource. It can be a workbook. It could be extra learning materials. It could be pretty much anything. Discovery calls, you name it. The listener then goes and opts in to whatever it is that you are pitching off of the show. And that triggers an email sequence where they start getting supplementary information, a sales sequence. They continue to binge the series as they're getting these emails from you, which causes them to therefore go and make a purchase. This strategy basically replaces an evergreen webinar model where people find your podcast based on your use of SEO, which is the most important, well, not the most, but one of the most important parts of the strategy, because that SEO is what constantly drives traffic to your podcast and then to your business by incorporating those lead magnets, such as the downloadable resources, guides, or templates that are related to the content you're teaching on the series. That's what allows you to set up the back end sales funnel. I launched my own limited series in the fall of 2022 now, if I'm not mistaken, or it was early 2023, somewhere in there, but it sits as an evergreen funnel into my business and it's called How to Start a Business. My own series has been really successful. I've got great download numbers on it and it brings in consistent leads for me. As my business has shifted though, and I don't do a lot of startup work anymore, I've decided that I'm actually going to be retiring that one and launching a brand new series this year that's more in line with what I'm doing in my business now. And just like I talked about on yesterday's episode, the content you create has to align with what it is you're selling. So if you are interested in setting up a limited series, what you talk about on that series needs to directly align with what you are selling in the business. And when it doesn't, you need to tweak it or retire it and launch something new, because you won't be bringing in the right people and you definitely are not going to make those sales. Like I said, if you're interested in the idea of having a podcast, but you don't want to stress about having to release regular content weekly, this is a great alternative. You just record a series of episodes, optimize your funnel, and let it do its thing. The second sales strategy for adding revenue to your business directly off your podcast is what you're listening to right now. A podcast workshop series is a structured audio series that's designed to engage and educate your listeners on a specific topic. And that generally leads into a paid offer. Workshop series are a terrific way to build your email list and turn listeners into customers. This is legit one of my favorite things to do. And a workshop series can serve in some of the same ways that a bootcamp can by leading listeners into your paid offer. And when you provide your listeners with valuable content and insights related to what it is that you actually do, you can warm them up to the idea of making a purchase. Another reason why I love this so much is because when you release a series, it's a terrific way to drive up your downloads because you're releasing multiple episodes in a 1 week time frame, and that encourages binge listening. And binge listening is something that we all love to have happen to our shows. And this increased visibility can lead to more downloads of your overall show as people get to know more about you and discover your content and explore it on a deeper way. That is the power of podcasting. In my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook, I have a bonus of the full trainings for both of these strategies. And that gives you the step-by-step on how to execute them from start to finish. So if you're liking the idea of this and you're like, I'm not too sure how to pull this off, head over to janditchrill.co/playbook and you can find out more information about it there. The thing that you need to remember when it comes to running any type of funnel off of your podcast is that we need to move the listeners to leads. And unlike social media, we don't really know who listens to our show. Like we get some general ideas like there's age, what country you live in, what city you live in, what device you listen on, but we don't know people's names. So we need to provide an incentive to get them to move onto our email list, which is done by using a workbook or some other free guide that accompanies both the workshop series and the limited series funnel. Once we have moved them to the list, that's when we can start a sales conversation through email or inviting them into the next step of your funnel. I've run workshops on my podcast now numerous times. I think I've done 5 or 6 now at this point. And they've either gone directly into a sales sequence for an offer, or I've used them to direct people into my bootcamp where I start the sales conversation there. And like I said, I love doing this. My workshop weeks are a lot of work, but they're also so rewarding. And it's really fun to do a deep dive into something for an entire week. Plus, it's evergreen content. So if you strategically use the right call to action from your show, you'll continue to see sales come in beyond the week that you're in heavy promotions. Unlike social media, podcast episodes don't have a 24-hour shelf life. If you've done everything that I've taught you so far this week and you really optimize your SEO, they will continue to hum in the background for a long time to come. Again, the full trainings to both of these strategies are included as bonuses in my new program, Podcast Profit Playbook, to make it easier on you to implement them at janditchfield.co/playbook. Okay, strategy number three is utilizing targeted lead magnets within podcast episodes to drive conversions. This is where you create podcast episodes with a lead magnet that accompanies the episode so you can drive listeners to it and build your list, and then again, sell through email marketing. In between launches, I'll often create episodes like this to nurture my audience and provide those helpful resources while I start to build my list for my next launch. And you can either use this to sell directly to the new signups that you get, or just as a plain old lead generator for future sales campaigns that you might be running. One example of this campaign that you can check out is episode number 205, where I talked about the data that you need to track in your business. And I gave out a free data checklist and a data tracker that I built, and then used that call to action off the show to drive people over to an opt-in page to get it there. If you want to check out the whole funnel, just go to janditchfield.co/205. And you can watch it play out there. With all of these strategies, you need to have an opt-in page to direct people to. So that opt-in page, that URL that you're using as a call to action, the sales sequence on the back end, all of that has to be set up. And I know how daunting that is and how overwhelming it feels to be like, oh my gosh, there's so much tech set up, Jan. What do I do? Again, I took care of it for you in my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook. I have templates. I have guides, I have follow-through things there, just little checklists that you need to go through, and all of the prompts so that ChatGPT can help you put this in place faster. I don't want anything slowing you down if you decide that you want to launch your own show to add more revenue into your business. So I'm taking the stress and the overwhelm out of it. And the last strategy that I'm going to talk about today is probably the most used or the most known strategy. And this is creating interactive episodes where you engage with your audience directly, like coaching episodes or Q&A style, where you have people submit questions that you answer on the podcast, and that can be done either in writing or with audio clips that they submit to you. Now with this, the sale doesn't usually happen on air. It comes with the before and after setup. With coaching style episodes, which again, don't work for everybody because it's really going to be audience dependent. Not everybody wants to get on air with you and talk about stuff publicly that anyone in the world can listen to. So you should use this strategically. But this is where somebody would go to your opt-in page again on your website, submit their name, fill out a form that talks about their problem, what they're looking for help on, where you can contact them, find out more information. It's kind of like a little discovery call form is what it is. And in there, you can include things like, I'd like to learn more information about and list off your programs. Because using that discovery call intake form, or the style of the intake form, I should say, opens up the door to that conversation about this is what I do and how I can help you beyond this one episode we're recording. I used to run this strategy off my show a lot, and it always worked really well. Plus, it's fun to sit and be able to help people in real time. And it's really great for you as far as leveraging your authority to show how good you are, like in the moment. Now, the other style of doing this, which is the Q&A style, is a bit more universal. And this is where people can submit questions, whether using their name or anonymously, and then you answer them in a podcast episode and air it out. I also do this on my show. And I do it both with audio clips where people can go and submit a question to me. And if you want to see how this looks, you go to janditchfield.co/askjan. And if you want to submit as a question while you're there, please send one in. I'm happy to answer it. But again, it's an opt-in form that then sends an email explaining how you to submit your question. you record an audio clip, send it over to me, and then I air it, give you a shout out, and then answer the question. The one thing about using audio or having people come on the show directly is there's a bit of a barrier when it comes to actually starting sales conversations, because not everybody wants to do that. Whereas if you had something where people can submit questions just in writing and they can either include their name or not, this is going to be a lot easier for conversions because more people will take you up on this offer than the other two styles. And it can be done, again, a simple opt-in form that then triggers an email sequence to people that's like, here's the link to a Google form where you go and fill out your question and submit it, and I'm going to answer it there. What we're looking for, regardless of how you set this up, is a name and an email address. Because without that, we have no way to follow up with that lead because they're not a lead. They're just somebody who clicked on a page and then never filled out the information. So capture name and email address for everything you do when it comes to selling off a podcast. The strategy behind this is really about leveraging the power of appreciation and recognition, which is a really common tactic that fundraisers use where we publicly acknowledge donors. Like any building you've ever walked into, if you see a plaque on a wall, that was done strategically. And I have hung more plaques than I care to ever say in my life. But every time we put a plaque up that was like, I'm going to honor John for that donation he gave, or I'm going to give a shout out to Tina for her support, it meant more donations would come our way. The same thing when we publicly shout out and acknowledge people who are in our world. It drives sales. Tomorrow on the podcast, which is our last episode in the 5-part series, I'm going to be talking about more ways to increase the engagement with your audience and build trust so you can turn those podcast fans into loyal customers. That's episode 251. So stay tuned because you're going to love it as well. So that's it for this one. There's 4 strategies that you can start using right away as you're thinking about building out what your funnel is going to look like off of your new podcast or your existing podcast. And now don't forget, if you need extra help, you want to learn more about how to do this without the overwhelm and find a new way to draw revenue into your business that does not involve having to rely on an algorithm to do so, head over to janditchell.co/playbook and read all about my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook. It is a step-by-step critical path to setting up everything that I taught you this week, launching a podcast, and then driving revenue directly off of it. And there are 0 videos you need to watch. There are 0 workbooks that go along with it. It's just a really well-executed Airtable with all the prompts you need, all the templates you need, and the step-by-step checklist to get it done. It's truly a one-of-a-kind thing, and you won't find any other course on the market like it at all. I showed it to a friend the other day and I was like, look at this. And her response was, holy bleep, when she saw it. And she's also a fellow podcaster. She's like, that is the best thing I've seen ever. How exciting. And I have to agree, it is pretty exciting. The other exciting thing that I want to say is this is my 250th episode on the podcast. And just yesterday, as I was getting ready to record more episodes and thinking about what's coming up in the future on the podcast, I happened to head over and look up where I was ranked. And there's a great platform for that most podcasters use to figure out where we rank globally with our show. And I used to be a top 5% podcast, and I've now become a top 3% podcast. And I have to tell you, I almost cried. I was so incredibly excited. My show means so much to me. And you mean so much to me for listening. You keep showing up. You send me DMs about episodes. You come on my show as a guest. You send me questions to answer. You're the reason why I keep showing up here every single week. And you're the reason why I'm now a top 3% podcast globally. And I am so incredibly grateful to you. Whether you are a new listener or a longtime listener, you make this show what it is. So thank you for that. I hope you are really enjoying this series, and I'll be back again tomorrow for our last one, where again, we're diving into all kinds of fun engagement techniques that you can use to really turn those fans of your show into fans of your business as loyal returning customers. And until then, stay resilient, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at jandishfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.